Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back, hour two of the Whopper Wednesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Joe Biden's still doing a presser, but I'm moving on because I got a fine guest. He's joined me live via Zoom. He is Batman Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And Matt, you've been doing the God's work, man. Specifically, the newest, what is this? Would you call it an amicus brief? You wrote a letter to the Elections Commission over at the Wisconsin Assembly, the Republican-controlled commission. And we know there's this Joe McCarthy-esque prosecution or whatever you want to call it, special investigation going on. Matt, let's start from there. What are they proposing? The expansion of this investigation? What do they want to do?
Yeah, this is Janelle Branchon's brainchild, if you can call it that. Janelle Branchon is the chair of the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections. She's a far-right Republican. She's one of the 15 legislators who wrote to Vice President Pence on January 15th of 2021 not to certify the electors from Wisconsin. Well, she wants Gableman basically to work for her and not Robin Voss. She wants Gableman to basically do whatever he wants to do in, subpoenaing people, getting depositions from people. And there's no time frame for when this is going to end. There's no price tag as to how much it's going to cost us. It's just like an endless fishing expedition by Michael Gableman. And it's just crazy. So right now, today, the Wisconsin Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections, led by Representative Branchon, are in a hearing to discuss this motion as to whether they should grant, this extended time period for and functions for Gableman. And it's just crazy because, look, Crudy, I mean, Voss said Gableman should wrap up in October. And then he said Gableman should wrap up by the end of last year. And then he said Gableman should wrap up by the end of January. Then he said Gableman should wrap up by the end of February. And now he says, well, he's going to have to go past February. And now Branchon is saying basically he can go for as long as he wants.
Well, Matt, that's not exactly what Speaker Robin Voss said. He said if we liberals would stop suing to squash the subpoenas, then the ongoing witch hunt wouldn't have to continue indefinitely. But it's our fault for not just submitting to the whim of the special prosecutor. Matt, you wrote I guess this is not an amicus brief. What would you call this? This letter to the commission?
Well, this is an angry letter about why Michael Gableman is totally unqualified for the job of special counsel, and why the expansion of the special counsel's duties, whoever it is not is not in the interest of democracy. But look, they're holding a so-called public hearing, Trudy. There's no public testimony being taken at this so-called public hearing. It's by invitation only. Branchon has held like three or four of these before, and she only has right-winger witnesses that she brings up to bat here, and she doesn't let anybody else testify. So I didn't want to hold back. I usually don't hold back anyhow. So I just let it rip here as to why this is such a terrible idea, including that Gableman doesn't have the skill set for this. He doesn't have the temperament for this. And it's just destructive of our democracy to keep calling into question what happened back in November 2020.
Well, Matt, you almost imply you don't think that right-wing talk radio hosts like Dan O'Donnell are the most credible witnesses that should be setting election policies for the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, she had Dan O'Donnell in one of her first invitation-only so-called public hearings. I mean, she's made a mockery of what a public hearing is over the last year, and she's doing it again today. And a lot of the, while I was watching, no Democrats were on the panel because they were in caucus choosing their leaders or voting to ratify their new leadership. I don't know if any Democrats were going to appear and say anything. We sent this statement to everybody on that assembly committee to try to at least get the word out. But look, it's just important for the people listening to this show, and I'm sure almost all of them understand it already, that Michael Gableman is absolutely the last person in the world who should be empowered to do anything as far as these elections go, because he said right after the election that it was stolen. So you're letting the accuser become the prosecutor? I mean, that's just outrageous. That doesn't happen anywhere. And now he's like the Grand Inquisitor. That's what Branjan wants to turn him into.
Well, Matt, you write this in your angry letter of sorts. The special counsel has a preconceived bias that makes him unsuited for this job. But you go on in your further bullet points to point out, so do all his staff, Matt. They're all partisan hacks. The entire payroll, it's entirely staffed with partisans.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The chief of staff is Andrew Closter, who was an attorney in the Trump administration. Andrew Closter also said the election was stolen before he was hired, so he's got a preconceived bias. And he also said the most notorious thing, which was that the right-wingers need their own irate hooligans, like the Proud Boys, and our own captured DA offices to let our boys off the hook. So this is nothing less than an incitement to right-wing vigilante violence. And for a guy who's supposed to be doing an investigation, he's extolling corrupt enforced law enforcement here and a bankrupt process of finding out and prosecuting criminals. And so why is that guy on the staff? Or what about the guy who's head of the Wisconsin Voters Alliance, Ron Hoyer? He's one of the paid investigators on Gableman's ridiculous payroll. And Ron Hoyer and the Wisconsin Voters Alliance had sued to prevent the Wisconsin Elections Commission from certifying the election. They wanted the legislature to just chuck out the electors and pick the representatives Wisconsin was supposed to send to the Electoral College. Does that sound familiar? I mean, that's part of the coup plot. That's part of the Eastman memo.
We like to call it the Green Bay sweep round here. Folks, you are listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. I got the finest guest. He is Batman, Matt Rothschild. Not only does he head up the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign as its executive director, he's got a long history as a journalist and a long history as an angry man writing letters. but I think this letter is excellent, and we'll share it on our social media page, the Devils Advocates page, because I think people should pay attention. A couple of the other bullet points, I'm going to combine a couple more here, Matt. You point out this special prosecutor, quote unquote, Gableman, by his own admission, really doesn't understand elections, doesn't have the skill set, and above and beyond that, you point out, doesn't really have the temperament for the job.
Yeah, he is just super thin-skinned, this guy. As we saw the last time there was invitation-only public hearing at Branjan's committee, he started yelling at Representative Spreitzer, and Spreitzer, to his credit, yelled right back at him.
Well, you say thin-skinned, but aren't bullies often thin-skinned? This man acts the bully in this role, and we've talked about the fact he's a partisan. He's not trained for this sort of investigatory work. And he really can't keep his cool in these circumstances. Didn't he also call for what, either the primarying or the resignation of a sitting Republican who would have the temerity to point out the fact that, you know, most of what he's representing here is just not predicated on what happens in Wisconsin elections?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right that he's a bully, Crudy. And you're also right in that he said that Senator Kathy Bernier, she's not just a Republican in the legislature. She's the Republican who heads up the Senate Committee on Elections, said that she should resign. Why should she resign? Because she's been critical of the whole thing that Gableman's been doing, this whole thing that she called a charade. And yeah, he's super thin skinned and he's just, you know, like any other bully, he doesn't like to be called out on it. And he even went after Patrick Marley by name at the last invitation only hearing. I haven't seen anything like that.
A local journalist from the Journal Sentinel calling out journalists. How dare they cover, you know, the stories factually, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I mean, Patrick Marley, the senior state capitol reporter of the whole Wisconsin press corps, called out by name, not as a reporter, but as an activist. This is the likes of which we haven't seen since Spiro Agnew or Joe McCarthy himself. I mean, it was disgraceful. He just can't take criticism. He still thinks he's on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which he got on thanks to a ton of money from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. He didn't run for re-election because he, as most people thought, couldn't win re-election. And I don't know where he was before Robin Voss plucked him out of Nowheresville to come back and head up this ridiculous circus and fishing expedition, but he's got a little more power now. And, you know, maybe he wants to run for Wisconsin Supreme Court next year. Who knows?
Now, Matt, you point out early in this angry missive, you point out the motion to what, expand this investigation or keep it ongoing, violates the separation of powers because the assembly really doesn't have prosecutorial power. That's a different part of the, let's call it the infrastructure of government. Do you see this as, I mean, they're basically trying to create their own special prosecutor?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the legislature hasn't used subpoena power in 75 years before this happened. To have someone like Michael Gableman threaten to jail the mayors of Green Bay and Madison because they're not going to play ball with him on his ridiculous, overly expansive subpoenas for all sorts of material, some of which he should have had already, and the a lot of the rest he shouldn't be entitled to because some of it is about privacy of voters. And so he's gonna jail the mayor of Green Bay. I mean, who died made him king?
You know, it'd be interesting. Voces de la Frontera, at least their action committee, they've been subpoenaed. They rolled out a angry missive of their own, Matt. I don't think they're going to honor these questionable subpoenas of questionable veracity, and they're certainly not going to give private testimony down at the office share that this man has rented on behalf of the taxpayers of the great state of Wisconsin. Apparently, sharing is it a liposuction clinic the special prosecutor is using to conduct the private interviews? We'll get clarity on that point. We'll come back. More Devil's Advocates. He's Batman. That's Fancy Brian. You're doing the God's work. You are my hero. Got time for one more, Matt?
Sure.
All right, we'll do more with Matt Rothschild. Come back.
We have seen a small increase.